Jaguars wide receivers coach Keenan McCardell is with us. It's week 17, coach. The losing skid continues, but here we go. This would be a good chance to snap it today.
It would. I mean, we got to step up. I mean, it's great to be playing a team that's, you know, in the hunt for the playoffs. You know, we can be the spoilers for these guys. So that should give you some energy to go out and, you know, be the spoilers, make them sit at home with you. You know, and plus we got to break them. We got to break this losing streak. I mean, this is not Jaguar football with this losing streak. So we got to snap out of this.
I know you guys, certainly the players have been working hard trying to get on track and getting everything right during game day. But the coaching staff, too, behind the scenes. I mean, this is a 7-day-a-week gig, and you guys just can't get that winning result at the end of the week. But it's not for a lack of effort. And I know you guys put in the hours day after day after day, and it has to be frustrating.
It's very frustrating, you know, as a coach. You know, you want to win just as bad as the players. You know, me being a former player and now a coach, it's hard for me because, you know, you used to being in control, being out there and being able to control the actions out there. And now you got to sit back and let your guys control the action. And for a coach, you just got to be able to put that your mindset and your energy in those guys so they can go out and execute the game plan the way that we want it to be executed. And at our position, we understand that we have to go out and give maximum effort each and every week. I mean, each and every week, you can't think that you can just turn it on. I mean, I think this season is a true example of that. You know, you got to go out each and every week and play. If not, you know, every team is good in this league.
Keenan McCardell is with us, Jaguars wide receivers coach. Let's touch on a few of your guys here. DJ Chark on the injury report this week with a shin issue. But big picture with DJ, towards the end of another season for him, what did he do well this year? Where can he improve his game moving ahead?
You know, DJ came out in training camp with a mindset to repeat the type of year he had at last year. And I think it was a little surprising because people had to get ready for him. I mean, plus he moved from Z to X and a little adjusting for him. But he came out and took it well and started the season off really hot. And I think, you know, he got banged up a little bit through the middle of the season. It kind of slowed him down. But that's part of being the go-to guy. You know, when you start when people start to realize that you are a number one, people tend to game plan you a little bit more. I think that's the thing that he has to get used to, knowing that people are going to game plan him. We as coaches also have to try to figure out how to get him the ball. But when we do get him the ball, he has to go out and make those plays. And I think he's got banged up. It kind of slowed him down. Some of the looks that he got was a little different for him. But as the season went on, he started to see it a little bit more and understand what he has to do to get open. And he realized that, you know, our passing game goes with him. And, you know, like last week, he came out and made a big play early. It didn't opened up everybody else. So, you know, he just has to continue to understand that he's a part of our scheme that gets other people open sometimes. And then when it's time for you to get open and one-on-one, you got to go do it. I mean, and that's the good thing about having guys outside of him like Colin Johnson, LaVisca, Chris Conley, Keelan Cole, that they can make plays too. So, you know, he has, to me, I think, to take the next step, he has to demand the guy on the other side of him to continue to make plays so that they can stop rolling coverage to him.
We saw that tandem approach with you and a guy named Jimmy Smith, right? I mean, one guy would play well, and then here it opens up for everybody else.
It does. I mean, and that's the thing that I kind of preach to them all the time. I mean, you need two, not alone. If you can get three guys, it opens it up for everybody, you know. And I tend to tell them the stories all the time. If they're rolling in cover six and they're rolling to the X, Z, if you're playing Z, you're the guy that should make the plays. And then now you even the coverage up and make them play man to man on both sides. And now the other guy goes out and plays well. And then if they start playing cover two, that means they're respecting the guys outside. And now we used to always say, Fred, get the cover two off us. And they should be talking to James in the huddle like we used to talk to Fred. Hey, James, get cover two off us. Start running the ball, and then we'll get eight men in a box, and we'll get one-on-one outside. So that's the thing about, you know, when you have guys that understand how this game is played. And, you know, Visca, being a rookie, he started to understand that. And, you know, he's coming along. Colin is coming along. And the group is a group that has a lot of potential. The next step for them is to grow together. I mean, they need to grow together as a group and understand one one guy pulls a string for the other and vice versa, and it'll get each other, they'll get each other open.
Keenan McCardell with us. Let's touch on one other guy, and you mentioned his name a couple of times, Laviska Shenault Jr. He's been battling through some nagging injury things. That's been the season for him, but here he is in week 17 on the field contributing again. We've seen throughout the year the way he uses his size and physicality in the receiving game. We haven't seen that around here in a little while. He's a different type of body type, if you will, and he's starting to figure it out, it feels like, how to use that body.
He is, and he's starting to use it down the field, too, as a receiver. I mean, I think a lot of times we've used him a little bit more as a specialty guy, but last week he caught a post route for a touchdown. I think it's probably one of his longest plays from scrimmage down the field. I mean, the more and more he understands that you can use that same physicality down the field, boxing out little corners, catching the ball, being strong after the catch, I think he'll start to mature even faster. I mean, to be honest with you, I really like what I saw from him as growth-wise, as a developing into a more of a polished receiver. Still got some things that he can work on. His future is bright, man. I think he understands that. He loves to play football. He just doesn't like to play football. He loves to play football. He wants the ball in his hands. He wants to be a difference maker. And if you got a guy that's got that type of mindset that wants to be a difference maker, you got a player in you.
Keenan, we appreciate your time all year long. Happy New Year. Let's get a W.
Let's get a W. I mean, we got one earlier. Let's get one. Let's get against these guys. Let's get one at the end also.